We're gonna have church. 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 We're gonna have church in Jesus' name.
Lord, send your anointing. Lord, send your power. Your people have come to worship and to praise your name this morning. As we come, dear Father, we pray that you may send your anointing in this place. We praise your name because your name is worthy to be praised. We lift up your name because you're gracious, Lord. You've been kind to us all week and we're here today. We pray that your Holy Spirit may walk in this place, may sit in our hearts and bless us. Bless the congregation and bless us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I do believe that in the times that we are living, and especially the economic distress, disruption, and discouragement, that God has got a plan just for you. God loves you so much. So much so that he was risking even being God just for you. What an awesome God. What do you say? What a powerful God. And so I'm going to ask those of us today, you say, Pastor Richardson, I've got a specific need. There's something that I'm dealing with that no one knows about but me and Jesus. There's something that I'm dealing with that other people know, but I need the touch of the Master's hand. I need you, God, to correct my situation. I need you to turn around this situation. It may be finances. I don't know. Maybe you're struggling with the financial picture, and you don't know how you're going to make it. But I want you to know there's a word from the Lord. Maybe it's a physical issue. Maybe you're struggling with something, and you've got the report from the doctor, and it doesn't look good. But God says there's a word. Maybe it's an emotional or school issue. Maybe you're not at the place where you want to be. Maybe it's that sweet spot, and you've been looking to get there, and you just haven't seemed to arrive. Whatever it may be, whatever your situation may be, I want you to know that Jesus is the answer. And so I'm going to ask you right now, those of you all who want special prayer, those of you all who want to come down to the front and say, God, here I am. Whatever I'm dealing with, here I am. And I want you to deal with that. If that's you, I want to invite you to come down front right now in the name of Jesus. If that's you, just move out of your seat in the name of Jesus, in the power of God, and trust that God is working in your behalf every step of the way. But you've got to trust him. You've got to believe him. You've got to give it over to the Master. Oh, what an awesome God.
Gracious
and eternal Father who art in heaven. We come in your presence this morning with broken hearts. We come in your presence this morning and we feel we don't even know what to talk to you about. But we come this morning, O God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We come because we recognize that whatever petitions we make before your throne of grace today, that your Holy Spirit will take them and will utter them with groanings. He says that cannot be uttered. So we come this morning recognizing, O God, our nothingness. Recognizing that without Jesus, we're nothing. We come this morning, O God, grateful that in spite of your lofty position, you thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but to descend to this sinful world and to, Father, give us an opportunity so that we can come before your throne of grace this morning. O God in heaven, we come confessing our sins before you. We come this morning, O Father, asking you, Lord, that you will take us, cleanse us from sin, O God. We ask, O Father, that whatever difficulties, whatever struggles, whatever problems, Father, whatever challenges that we may be facing, we ask, Lord, that you will come now and just help us to deal with that situation. Help us to be willing to cast it at your throne of grace. Help us, O God, that we will recognize that if we make you the person in charge, that our lives can be a whole lot easier. And this morning, O Father, we don't know what the problems may be, but somehow we know that you are a problem-solving God. And you understand what the problems are, and there is no problem that you cannot fix. There is no mountain that you cannot climb. There is no valley that is too low that you cannot go there. So, Father in heaven, may we take comfort in knowing that you will be there. Oh God in heaven, this morning, there are some of us within this place who may be suffering with some medical condition. You may have received a diagnosis from the doctor that you don't like this morning. But for those individuals who may be dealing with medical problems, I want you to understand this morning that Jesus is still the great physician. And just as how he walked up and down the streets of Galilee and he healed those that were sick with all manner of diseases, that same Jesus is here today and he can do the same for you. Then, oh God in heaven, there may be those who are dealing with some other problems. There may be so much stress, so much difficulties in your life. And sometimes it weighs you down so much that you feel like quitting. For those of you who may be going through that, I want you to understand that Jesus is still the greatest psychologist that you may find. There is no problem that he cannot solve. And then, Father in heaven, I want for those who may be suffering with financial problems, or whatever difficulties, maybe you having difficulties paying the mortgage or whatever financial problems that you may have. This morning I say to you that the cattle upon 1,000 hills are his. All the gold, all the silver, all the money belongs to him. And if you will only ask, he says, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and it shall find, you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. But then I know that there's a problem that is common to all of us this morning. And that problem, oh God, is a spiritual problem. Oh Father in heaven, for those of us, which I believe all of us, are suffering from that problem this morning. Oh God in heaven, I said that there is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. And no matter where you have been, no matter how low you have been, I want you to understand this morning that Jesus is willing to meet with you. So just come to him this morning without fear, because it doesn't matter where you've been. What's important is that you're willing to come and bring it all to Jesus. Leave it at the cross, and he will take care of it. Oh God in heaven, I pray for this church, Imani Praise Fellowship. Oh God in heaven, I pray for the church leadership. I pray for the church members. Oh God in heaven, I pray that you will give them fresh vision. I pray, Father, that you will give them eye salves, that we'll be able to discern all the spiritual things and discern the directions that you would like for them to go. And then, oh God in heaven, when it's all said and done, when it's all over, and on that great day, when we shall see the skies burst open, and we shall see the efficient glory of the Son of God riding down the chariots of the skies, I pray that everyone here today will have that privilege of looking up into heaven and saying, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. Thank you, Father, for hearing. Thank you for answering our prayers this morning. Not because we are worthy, not because of our much speaking, but because of who you are. We thank you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
The song I'm going to play is called Swing Life Away. It's an instrumental. And what the song is really saying, well, I'm not going to sing the song, but it's going to be instrumentals. And what the song really means is everybody has their hard, tough times, but no matter what happens, keep on keeping on.
Amen. Thank you.
I want this time, at this time, to bring up, I think, one of my favorite singers. And she's an excellent singer and a songstress, and God has used her in so many occasions in a powerful ways. And I just want to bring up Adrienne Patterson. She's just a wonderful singer of the Lord. Adrienne, why don't you come on up and sing a number for us today? I invited Adrienne. She's my guest. Amen, somebody. And she's a blessing. She's a woman of God. And I just appreciate her ministry throughout the years. Thank you, Adrienne, for being here today.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. God is wonderful. And as I was on my way here, just thinking about some of the things that God has done for me and some of the things that he's brought me through. And when you look back, sometimes it looks like it's a mistake that certain things happen to you. But, you know, the Bible says they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And when the children of Israel were released from Egypt, they wanted to go, or God could have led them the easy way, but he didn't. He led them to a dead end so that he could show them his hand in deliverance. Yes. So he can show them another side of him, and then he parted the Red Sea, and they walked through on dry ground. And I said to say that I know that a lot of us have gone through so many things and transitions and swift movements, but God is still there, and he's always there. And if we'll just stand still and see him and see his salvation, okay, never would have made it without you. Number one, if you will.
Amen.